Sport and talk for Liverpool.
Radio City Talk.
Right, let's catch up with Tony Scott from Scotty Betts TV and The Echo. Morning, Tony.
Good morning, Steve. You okay?
Yes, thank you. Let's talk about the vacant Everton job. So, that page of The Echo today was hinting that Fonseca might be the ultimate target, but things seem to have moved very quickly in terms of that individual.
It has indeed, Steve. We're told that he's signed a new contract with the club he's at. So I think he's basically used Fonseca and his agents have used West Ham and Everton as a little bit of a decoy there, and he's now being used back home. So you can't blame him. That's what the football world we live in at the moment. So overnight, Fonseca signs a new deal. And it looks as though, to me, from what I've been told, that Everton are still... Marco Silva is top of their list. He's the one that they're going to be getting. And I'll probably presume that West Ham will be getting Manuel Pellegrini as well, after being told there. So don't be surprised if Manuel Pellegrini ends up at West Ham, Marco Silva at Everton, and Mikel Arteta at Arsenal.
Do you think Marco Silva has always been the long-term objective for Farhad Moshiri?
100%, Steve. We were here when Ronald Koeman was sacked to us, and we were talking in great depth about Marco Silva, the way he tried to get him twice. Two failed bids, it was up to $15 million they tried. That's how much Farhad Moshiri rates Marco Silva. He's the one he's always wanted. I've probably said to him in hindsight, after the David Dunn's work and some other advice, sit tight, just watch our games for 6 months on the television, sit there, watch every individual, and then we'll talk in the summer about what you want. We'll get Marcel Brands in, and we'll see how we go from there. But it wouldn't have been surprised me if he told him to just sit tight for 6 months and then obviously study and identify every single movement of every single Everton player in the meantime.
Right, so if Marcel Brands is coming in as director of football or sporting director, I don't know what the exact title would be, but that would indicate he makes key decisions on the footballing front. Now, given that he's just arriving, do you presume that Farhad Moshiri has spoken to Marcel Brands a few months ago to get his opinions on Marco Silva to make sure he feels that's the right footballing way forward?
100%. Decisions like this are football clubs, obviously worth billions of pounds, just don't happen overnight. This has been happening over a few months now, and Marcel Brands is the one Everton have wanted. They've seen the money they've wasted in the summer under Steve Walsh, Ronald Koeman, etc. You can pick which way you want them out of it, but a lot of money's been wasted in the summer. Farhad Moshiri doesn't want that to happen again. He's probably spoken to Marcel Brands in great depth over the few, as you just said, Steve, over the past months. And don't forget, Steve, we try and look at this and we're thinking, Marcel Brands, who is he? What's he ever done before? Never heard of him. Well, he's well connected within Europe. He knows every agent under the sun. Very, very good football director by all accounts. Well connected. And if someone Everton needs, someone will pick up the phone for. Not being funny, Steve Walsh, who's heard of Steve Walsh outside the UK? Not many. And that's what Everton are going to have to do, because you picked the so-called your Sigurdsson of the world and your Michael Keane's and all. They're all well and good, they're all heads up in the UK, but Everton have got to cast their further this summer, because they may not be able to dine at the top table, so to speak, but they're going to have to scout and get all their network and scouts out there in Europe and try and identify the next up and coming thing. So don't be surprised if Everton are spending a couple of $10 million, a couple of $20 million on young, up-and-coming Dutch midfielders or French strikers. Don't be surprised, because that's where Everton are going to have to scout now, because you can't keep on spending money like we did last summer. It can't carry on.
So in terms of Marco Silva and Fonseca, they're young managers that have been targeted by Premier League clubs, aren't they? And we're also seeing today that Mikel Arteta is on the verge of taking over at Arsenal, which is an incredible statement by Arsenal Football Club. Maybe times are changing. Maybe the old merry-go-round is slightly stopping in terms of the way it was just jobs for the old boys all the time.
Yeah, I can see where you're coming from there, Steve, but don't be surprised if we're having this conversation in December, January time again, and there's a couple of clubs panicking and they're shouting for the Sam Allardyce of the world, and you're getting Wolves on the phone to David Moyes and begging them to keep them up. So don't be surprised if that happens again. But as you can see, the commitment from these football clubs, they're willing to invest in young coaches. So fair play to Everton, fair play to Arsenal. I remember having this conversation a couple of weeks ago with a lot of Everton supporters, and we were talking about the Arsene Wenger situation. And I love Arsene Wenger, Stevie. You know what I think. I think he's a cracking manager. I still think he's got a lot to offer in the game. But I looked at it thinking, who can Arsenal... When a manager gets sacked from a football club, which Arsene Wenger, he did get pushed out the door, who can they get who's actually better than him? And for me, there's not many out there who can basically go to a top six club like Arsenal. Mm. Yeah, you can offer them the money, the facilities and everything. But who is better than Arsene Wenger for Arsenal Football Club at the moment? For me, there's not many out there. And that was the worry for Arsenal fans. And that was my concern. And I said, who was out there? And he was throwing little Simeone. I said, there's no way Simeone's going to Arsenal for the type of football he's serving up. It's just not happening. And it looks as though, in all intents and purposes, he's gone for Mikel Arteta. It's a huge, huge gamble. I've got a feeling, Steve, this time next year, we'll be saying, Arsenal fans, be careful what you wish for. I know a lot of pundits out there were saying that towards Everton this summer. Obviously, with Sam Allardyce being sacked because Everton finished eighth. Mm. But why aren't these pundits saying this about Arsenal? Why? I just don't get it. Everton is the biggest club as Arsenal, in my opinion. Third most successful team in the UK. Against, obviously, Everton, fourth most successful team in the country as well. So I just feel as if it's okay for one club, it's got to be for the other. Mikel Arteta, huge gamble. Listen, Arsene Wenger's won four of the last five FA Cups. I've got a feeling Arsenal fans will be absolutely begging for that this time next year because I can't see it doing too well under Mikel Arteta. He's too inexperienced, in my opinion. Listen, I may come on here next year and say, listen, I've had my eye right well and truly could get top four, win a couple of trophies, but I just cannot see it. Far too inexperienced for me, Steve.
It sort of feels a bit to me like when David Moyes took over from Sir Alex Ferguson at Manchester United, although he did have experience, but it's almost like it's impossible to follow some of these characters. So actually, throw him in. Just see what happens. Because whoever follows Arsene Wenger, it's not going to be success straight away.
Yeah, I feel as if you're just screwing in at the deep end and they're going to go, yeah, I'll just get on with it and see what you can do. If you can get anywhere near top five, top four, we'll be happy with that. Keep things ticking over. I totally agree with you, Steve, but it just reminds me of the David Moyes situation, taking over from an iconic figure in football, Sir Alex Ferguson, Arsene Wenger. Huge, huge boots to fill. And I don't think Mikel Arteta's up to it. By all accounts, he's well regarded in Manchester City. The City players absolutely love him. His coaching methods are fantastic. But it's totally different to man management. Millionaires, it's totally, totally different, and I can't emphasize that enough. If someone gets the umpire Arteta, has he got the backup to basically put him in his place? If he comes into a bit of a run with Lacazette or all these big players, can he, if he goes five games under the cosh in December, gets knocked out of an FA Cup early, can he cope with all these pressures? I don't think he can. I really, really don't think he can. And I wouldn't be surprised if Mikel Arteta will be out the door, one of the first managers out the door, because I think it's a huge, huge mistake for Arsenal.
Right, FA Cup final tomorrow. Conte, of course, rumoured to be leaving the club in the summer. have Chelsea got it within them to win this final against United?
Chelsea 2-1, Steve. Manchester United 9-5. No, listen, we're all going to be watching it, aren't we? We're not going to be sitting there on the edge of our seats when they're looking at in terms of the way the two managers are going to set this match up. It's not going to be a high-scoring match, is it? But an interesting one, Steve. This is the eighth meeting between the two sides at Wembley. The most played fixture in the ground, Manchester United versus Chelsea. Chelsea two wins, Manchester United two wins and three draws. So there's not a lot to choose between them. If you probably Man United haven't conceded a goal in the FA Cup this season. They're absolutely watertight at the back, and you fully expect Chelsea to be the same as well. Mm. It's not going to be an absolute classic. I hope it is. I for the days when FA Cups were 3-2s, 3-alls, and you could sit there and watch it all day, the build-up and everything else, but I think this is just going to be a drab affair between Conte and Mourinho. Mourinho, he was up most to just stick 10 men behind the ball. Lukaku will come into the team, I suspect. I think Man United will probably grind out to 1-0, maybe 2-1 victory, lift the cup, and then Mourinho can say, there's another trophy in the cabinet. That's what I do. It's not going to be a great watch, but that's what he does.
Tony, thank you very much, pal.
Steve, what I will say as well, just we'll
go on.
Talk in great depth next week, but 65% of the bets on the Champions League this week have been put on Liverpool, so Liverpool's odds are shortening.
What are they at the moment?
6-5 Liverpool to win the Champions League next week. A lot of bookmakers will be shortening this week because 65% of the bets this week on the Champions League are being placed on Liverpool.
Tony, you know the punters know what they're talking about. Thank you very much indeed. We'll catch up soon.
The Kickoff. Back Monday morning at 7. Radio City Talk. Rock, sport and talk for Liverpool.